Welcome to this week's Legend Sports Show. I'm your host, Dave Vilhauer. Each week during this half hour, I have guest interviews with South Dakota legendary sports figures. This week's guest is former Canton and Northern State basketball great Bill Christensen. Just a reminder, you can find me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Dave Vilhauer. Also have a Facebook account. And if you know of somebody who missed the show but would like to listen to it, it is available via podcast. Simply go to hubcityradio.com, click on the sports tab. I will also have links on my Twitter and Facebook accounts. Coming up is an interview with Bill Christensen. Bill was a standout basketball player at Canton High School and was once recruited by the legendary Bobby Knight. Instead, Bill landed at Northern State, where he played for legendary coach Bob Walks. Bill was a four-year starter for the Wolves and compiled 1,865 points. He averaged 20 points per game his senior year. A prolific scorer, he led Northern in scoring for three seasons. Bill once scored 45 points in a high school game and 51 points in an amateur basketball contest. He was named to the All-South Dakota Intercollegiate Conference and All-District teams and was named to the Little All-American team. He was also chosen as Northern State's Outstanding Male Athlete, as a member of the Who's Who in College Athletics, and earned a Special Merit Award from the NAI for basketball achievement. Bill is a member of the Northern State Hall of Fame, the South Dakota Amateur Basketball Hall of Fame, and the South Dakota Shooters Hall of Fame. He has some great stories to share today. That interview is coming up next. You're listening to this week's Legend Sports Show on 930 102.1 KSDN. Welcome back to this week's Legend Sports Show. I'm your host, Dave Vilhauer. I'm now joined by this week's guest, former Canton and Northern State basketball standout, Bill Christensen. Bill, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Dave. Appreciate it. Appreciate it a lot.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm really looking forward to visiting with you. One of my heroes growing up, watched a lot of Northern basketball back in the day. And, you know, before we get started on the basketball, I understand that you were also a multi-sport athlete, also excelled in a little football.
Well, I played a number of sports in high school. You know, the funny thing is I started at Salem and we moved to Canton. Okay, my sophomore year. So being a basketball player, the coach had actually came down to Salem and just, I guess, wanted to see what I looked like. I don't know. His name was Elwood Dietrich. Great guy. Good coach. And so I do what all skinny little guards should do, is I started playing football. Never had played football in my life. I go out for the football team. So predominantly I get banged up. I'm on the hamburger squad that sophomore year. And, you know, really, I think it's great. You find out if you're tough or not. You know, you find out what you can take and not. And I think it was really a good experience for me. And then the following 2 years, I actually went both ways. I was a defensive back and wide receiver / running back. They had me on the punt return, the kickoff return, and the kickoff, for goodness sake.
Wow.
Now, calling me outstanding? No. I was a decent football player, but I had some great guys in front of me, Craig Johnson, Doug Garrett, John Anderson, you know, Steve Heath. There were a bunch of really good ball players in front of me, which allowed me to maybe be a little better than I really was. But I did. I played 2 years of football, and actually was co-captain of the track team, too.
Wow, well, good for you. Well, where you really excelled was the basketball court, exploding for 45 points in a single game for the Seahawks. Were you always able to shoot the ball?
Well, I guess shooters always say they can, don't they?
Well, at least they try to believe convince other people of that, that's for sure.
That had always been what I had focused on when I was young. We didn't have a whole lot, and I always wanted to try to get a athletic scholarship so, you know, the parents wouldn't have to help me or anything like that. And that was just a goal. You know, you got to have goals.
Sure.
And I know the parents were going to help. But, you have your own individual goals. And so I figured, you know, shooting was always quick. You know, if you're very quick and you're very fast and you can shoot, you know, that's, They play you a lot when you're young.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of the shots, if I remember correctly, that you took were from the perimeter. Can you imagine how many points you would have racked up had they had a three-point line back then?
Well, I tell you, Dave, I'm glad that there's somebody still alive that remembers that.
Well, I'm not that old, I don't think.
You know, there are some players that shot farther out than I did. You know, Scott Bozanko and Horniman and a few of these, you know, they had unlimited range. But I tell you, that three-point line was like a free throw. I spent a lot of time around where the three-point line was. Mm-hmm. And you're right, there would be quite a bit higher up on the record, that's for sure.
I got to ask you, Bill, were you heavily recruited out of high school, and why did you end up choosing Northern State?
Again, that's kind of a funny situation. I had interest from Augie. I was looking at Augie and the University of South Dakota. I was actually in West Point. Guess what? Bobby Knight recruited me. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And and Northern really didn't recruit me. I got a couple token letters from Coach Walks, and I just wasn't quite sure. But then Bobby Knight went to Indiana. The Augustana coach moved. The university coach moved. And I was kind of in limbo a little bit, so I went up to Northern with a couple of the football players.
Okay.
Just see what it was like. And I did call Coach Walks, let him know I was stopping in, and so we start talking for a little bit, and I ask him. I say, Coach, how come and don't take this incorrectly? I said, how come you didn't really recruit me? And he said, you know how he always talks, Billy. Yeah. He says, Bill, I didn't think I'd ever get you.
Wow.
So at that time, I had seen the school. I'd actually run into some of the big football players as well, Dave Pastian, the Warwicks that were back there.
Sure.
Yeah, they seemed actually fairly nice to me. I'm going, well, hey, you know, this is a pretty good place. I loved the school. I loved the people. And I said, you know what? I looked at the team that they had and what they had coming back, and I thought I had an opportunity to play there rather quickly. And I asked Coach, I says, you got the scholarship? Do you want me? He goes, oh, yeah. And that's how it's happened.
Well, I'm sure even before you stepped foot on campus, you probably had to kind of hear about Coach Walks' reputation, his demeanor on the sidelines, kind of a gruff Bobby Knight kind of coach. What were your impressions, and were you concerned at all playing for a coach like that?
Well, my coach in high school was named Elwood Dietrich, so you got a little German in there, I think. He was a little rough at times, and I've watched them play in Sioux Falls, I think, in the playoffs or something, Northern play. And I'd heard they call him the Eagle, you know. He was a little rough, but I was a guy that obviously, you know, I looked at West Point. I liked discipline. I thrived in discipline to a degree. Mm-hmm. And no, it didn't bother me at all.
Wow, interesting. Well, don't touch that dial. When we come back, we'll find out how Bill became a fixture on the Wolves basketball squad. You're listening to this week's Legend Sports Show on 930 102.1 KSDN. Welcome back to this week's Legend Sports Show. I'm your host, Dave Vilhauer. My guest this week is former Canton and Northern State basketball standout Bill Christensen. And, you know, just a few minutes ago, we talked about your 45-point game at Canton, and I believe that's still a school record.
Well, I don't check back as often as maybe I should. I think it is, but that game was really kind of funny because the school record had been 42 by a previous ball player that was very, very good named John Eisness, and he had about every record there. And my junior year, I scored 42 points, and they took me out. And I'm going, man, I moved there. I guess they're not going to let me break a record. Well, my senior year, halfway through the beginning of the senior, I hit 42 points. They took me out again.
What?
With about two, three, yeah, I was starting to wonder. The last game of the regular season, I have, quote, 41 points, and the coach goes, well, we'll let you try to break the record. I don't know if that meant I had one more shot or not, but I hit one deep in the corner, and I had 43. Well, when they recounted it up, it was actually 45.
Oh, wow, interesting.
And, yeah,
that's
so
great.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
And probably 12 of those at least were 3-point.
Well, you know, you get to Northern, and you just have an immediate impact. I believe you start all 4 years. And what's kind of interesting is, you know, Northern at one point was kind of a more of a get the ball into the paint kind of offense. You had players like Gary Yevian in the down low. How did you talk Coach Walks into giving you the green light to shoot the ball like you did?
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't have too much success my freshman year. I mean, talking him into it, because Gary Evian, who's outstanding, maybe yeah. one of the best centers in the state ever, he was a senior. So when you've got a center like that and walks like to throw it in, I didn't get to shoot like I normally did. I took 8 shots and averaged 9 points that freshman year.
Oh, wow.
And what was funny was I come in there, and I'm playing six-man. You know, freshmen didn't play a lot back in that day.
Sure.
And I'm playing six-man. The first two games, Dave, believe it or not, I don't get in the game.
Uh-oh.
I didn't start the first two. I didn't get in the
wow.
game. The first two guys on the bench that never even dressed got in.
Wow.
So I'm ready to leave. I am basically ready to leave. So I don't walk away without talking. So I come up to walks, and I go, Coach, what's the deal? And the infamous line that he used to say goes, Billy, I don't care how many points you score. Till you play defense, you're not going to shoot the ball. So I thought to myself, you know, he could have told me that, you know, like 2 or 3 weeks earlier. So I played defense for, I've upped my defensive effort for about 3 days, and then I started.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. You know, Northern has always had some great fan support. I've got to ask you, what was it like to play at the Aberdeen Civic Arena in front of all those fans?
You know, I will tell you, and I'm going to put a big thank you to the people of Aberdeen, the surrounding communities, and all the people who listen to the radio. I tell you, they were so good. They still are today, but they were so good and so supportive. I mean, I got out on the court, and I'll guarantee you I wanted to give 100% every second just for the people. They treated me so well. They were intelligent fans, and I loved them. I loved them. I loved Aberdeen, and just, yeah, that's all I can say. It was so much fun. And that old arena, Civic Arena, was kind of unique place in itself, too.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you just told me one Coach Walk story about how he kind of forced you to pick up your defensive intensity to actually get out on the court. Do you have any other good Coach Walk stories that you can share on the air?
Well, it doesn't actually affect me on this one, but I remember one day he was getting mad at the centers because they weren't playing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And he stops practice, goes up to the two guys, and that was Mulhair and Webking at the time.
Sure.
And he goes, I wonder who we're playing. I wonder who we playing this week. I bet their center can't sleep at night. He knows he's going to up their average. He's going to up his average, I should say. Oh, godly sakes, the place just broke down.
Oh, man.
So they had to up their defensive efforts as well.
I bet they did. Was there, you know, you were involved in a lot of memorable games for the Wolves through the years. Is there one or two that maybe stand out more than the others?
You know, absolutely. Our sophomore year, we were the guest team at the NCC Christmas tournament.
Okay.
And that I think I was like the oldest guy on the team as a sophomore. And wow. I was a captain. We go there. And Brookings, I think, was out, so they put Northern Iowa was a guest team.
Okay.
So in their infinite wisdom, who do they match us up against? Northern Iowa, first round. Well, by George, we upset them.
Oh, wow.
We upset them. And the second round game, we play North Dakota State, and this is one to this day that I still lose sleep on. We're up 13 points with 4 minutes to go.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm not within 8 foot of anybody, and I get called for my fifth foul, and I swear to God, I get called for my fifth foul. They take me out of the game. The crowd's going crazy because, you know, it's at Sioux Falls, but they loved us.
Sure.
And we end up getting beat in overtime.
Oh, man.
But I did manage to, you know, I still don't understand that particular thing that happened, but but we showed a lot of respect came for Northern at that tournament.
Sure.
with those schools, and I guess I did okay. I led the tournament in scoring.
Wow, well, that's pretty good.
And I think I got third in MVP.
Oh, wonderful. Wow,
so
interesting.
I tried to represent Northern well in that tournament, and the guys played very well. You know, the fellow teammates did really well. And that was I thought, a really big deal for as young as we were.
Right. You know, you finished playing for the Wolves and spent some years playing some amateur basketball. You once scored 51 points in a game. How did amateur basketball maybe differ from the structured games of college?
In college, there was a lot of times special defenses being played on you.
Mm-hmm.
you know, like high school, you know, and then amateur ball, it's mostly just, you know, one guy takes you, right? regular basketball. So it was a lot more freedom to do things as far as I found, because mm-hmm. there wasn't as tough a defense. And we had some really, really good success. I played out of Sioux Falls for a number of years. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did get 51 in a game. And again, no 3-point line. That bummed me out.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, and Aberdeen had an outstanding amateur team as well. And it's all the northern players.
Sure. Interesting. All right. Well, don't go anywhere. When we return, we'll find out what Bill is up to nowadays and what has taken the spot of basketball in his life. You're listening to this week's Legend Sports Show on 930 102.1 KSDN. Welcome back to this week's Legend Sports Show. I'm your host, Dave Vilhauer. My guest this week is former Canton and Northern State basketball great Bill Christensen. And, you know, there had to be a time, and I don't know when you knew it was right, but when did you know it was time to walk away from the game of basketball?
Well, I hate to say it. It was actually a health reason. I had to get a hip replaced.
Okay.
And that kind of slows you down.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, man. So, you know, you don't just go from playing competitive basketball like you did to just maybe sitting down and playing checkers or something like that. What filled that kind of competitive void when you stopped playing basketball?
Well, believe it or not, I kept playing even with a hip replacement to a degree, but not as competitive as some of those things. But I still worked out, still played. I'm not a coach, but I did take up some coaching when I moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, or my family did. Uh-huh. And I got involved with the Arizona Stars national team.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My oldest son was quite a ball player in his own right. In fact, in the eighth grade, we got contacted by UCLA.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
For basketball.
So did he play some college basketball?
Well, believe it or not, this is what's great about being an athlete. He ended up being a quarterback at Arizona State.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
Yeah, so that was sweet. You know, I had guys like Channing Frye on the team and Terrell Suggs.
Wow.
Every kid in that, every starter went Division I or basketball or football. It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
A lot of fun. So I did that for a little bit, but that's, you know, mostly take a little vacation time on weekends, because I worked for Pfizer on the animal health, and actually started my career in the Dakotas and Iowa, Minnesota, and called on veterinarians.
Okay, wow.
And what was kind of fun was their first veterinarians, they kind of knew who I was, and then we started calling on the ranchers and the big guys, and God, they knew who I was. So whenever I, you know, got stuck on biologicals or antibiotics, we talked sports.
Wow.
They were so nice. It was so much. The people were so great. I came down here still with the same company. We moved around a little bit, and married my wife, Diane. She was out of North Dakota teaching in Pipestone, and we had two boys, Chad and Michael. And Chad was the oldest one. Michael did ROTC, and Chad was the one that was an outstanding athlete. In fact, he was accepted at Harvard, Princeton, and Yale to play as well. The guy's smarter than a whip. One of the best athletes. I can outshoot him, Dave. but as an athlete, I didn't hold a candle.
Yeah, interesting. You know, I got to ask you, you know, you're obviously, you know, still connected to sports to a certain degree. When you watch the game and see how basketball has evolved into almost kind of a three-point shooting contest, especially at the pro level, and certainly filtered down to college and high school now as well, what goes through your mind?
Well, guys like, you know, Scott, Bozanko, me, we were way ahead of our time.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, it has changed, and I think, you know, I actually like it. You know, the dunk just got so average. You know, they let dunk, and and now you're starting to see some skills from outside, and it opens up the game more.
Mm-hmm.
I think the game becomes harder to defend, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure.
And so I think the defensive efforts are—you don't see that quite as strong as you did maybe back in our day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an entertaining game. I think the 3-point shot is definitely here to stay. And the young kids, they start shooting very, very early. And if you've noticed, the jump shot is hard to see. It's hard to see kids with very good jump shots anymore. they all are, you know, shooting from the hips and trying to throw it up there, and they don't develop all the skills sometimes.
You know, I know for years after you graduated, when you were in the area, you'd come up and maybe even practice from the practice with the Wolves on occasion. Do you still follow Northern State basketball and kind of keep tabs on the current players?
You know, I do. I know the coach. He's come down here to Arizona recruiting. In fact, you've got a kid from Chandler playing.
Yeah.
He's always wants me to kind of keep my eye open for any talent that I might see down here. And, you know, he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, knowing the players personally, I don't, you know, there were some from before. There was Paterka, you know, that played last year. And, of course, I know some of the Paterkas from our day. And, And that's always pretty neat. But I follow the scores, you know, I tell you what, you got in nationals. I flew down on that. I flew up for the finals from Scottsdale to Sioux Falls in the snow. I wasn't going to miss it. I was there. Had a great time.
Wow. You know, and I think I'm correct in remembering that you used to come up and play with the Wolves, and I would imagine that was kind of maybe your way of staying in touch with some of those players and coaches, and maybe giving something back to the program.
Yes, there were a lot of players that, because I guess of how well everybody knew us there, it made it easy for me to visit with the younger players coming in, and I did. I talked to a lot of them. I mean, I was there with quite a crew that I practiced with. Walks let me practice. That was kind of fun. I'd show up there and have my stuff, and every once in a while, you know, I get to come in and play with them. And
did he still holler at you?
Not anymore. Well, toward the end of Coach Walk's career, you know, I said, for me, if you don't play defense, you don't get to shoot. And we started kidding him later on. He says, well, if you can't shoot, I don't care. You know, I don't care if you play defense. You got to be able to score.
Well, that's kind of how the game has evolved. That's for sure.
Yeah. It really has.
Yep. As I get to wrapping things up here with former Canton and Northern State basketball great Bill Christensen, I got to ask you this, Bill. I ask this of every guest that I have on the show. What lifelong lessons did you learn through athletics that you were able to use throughout your entire career?
Well, you just thrust that upon me, so I didn't have time to prepare.
That's true. That's very true.
But I think, you know, respect, attention to detail, discipline, you know, knowing that you have goals and things that you want to attain, both as an individual and as a team, whether you're working as a, you know, individually or for your company. I think a lot of these things transfer over to how successful you are in later on life. And I think if you respect people, you have fun, you know, a lot of those things will take you for a good distance.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to hop on the show. Congratulations on just a phenomenal basketball career, not only at Canton, but in Northern State, and then also in the amateur ranks. And on a personal note, thanks for providing so many wonderful memories for me as a boy growing up in Aberdeen. And congratulations on being a true South Dakota sports legend.
Well, I'm honored, and I'm tickled pink and happy, and I'm very glad.
All right. Well, thank you again. Well, that'll wrap things up for this week's show. Please join me each Thursday for more interviews with South Dakota legendary sports figures. A big thanks again to this week's guest, former Canton and Northern State basketball great Bill Christensen. Also, a big thanks to all who tuned in. You're listening to 930 102.1 KSDN. Have a great day, everybody.